If you've ever wondered how to actually approach Fitness Tracker's Guide 2025, how to choose the right one in a way that makes sense, today's episode is for you. I'm going to break this down step by step. No fluff, no filler, just the stuff that actually works. Hey everyone, Priya Sharma here. Today's topic is Fitness Tracker's Guide 2025, how to choose the right one, and I'm taking a really practical angle on this one because I know a lot of you don't just want theory. You want to know what to do with this information. So first things first, quick answer, you will notice that fitness trackers are wearable devices that monitor your daily activities, heart rate, sleep, and health metrics using sensors like accelerometers, GPS, and optical heart rate monitors. That's your starting point, and it's important because everything else builds on top of it. For you in 2025, options range from budget-friendly Amazfit Band 7, $49, to premium Apple Watch Ultra 2, $799, with mid-range choices like Fitbit Charge 6, $159, offering the best value for most people. Now let's get into the real numbers. Here's where most people go wrong. They try to skip ahead without understanding the fundamentals. In this article, what are fitness trackers and how they work? And when you rush past that, from basic step counters that barely lasted 3 days to a sophisticated health monitoring powerhouses, these devices have transformed how we understand our bodies. So take your time with this part. Okay, now for the part I'm most excited about. If you purchase through these links, we may earn a commission at no extra cost to you. This is where it all comes together. When I first figured this out, it was honestly a game changer. Over 320 million fitness trackers were sold globally in 2024 alone. Is it worth your money? Let's find out. If you're going to do one thing after listening to this episode, just start. Don't overthink it. Don't wait for the perfect moment. The best way to learn about Fitness Tracker's Guide 2025, how to choose the right one, is by doing, and the full guide on pulsegareviews.com will walk you through everything. That's it for today. I kept it tight, kept it practical. Hope it helps. That's the gear check. Test everything, trust nothing, and I'll see you next time.